Welcome back to the Charlotte Angel Connection, the Charlotte area podcast linking entrepreneurs, investors, and the broader Charlotte community. As you know, our goal is to interview the individuals who are building, shaping, and influencing entrepreneurship in the Charlotte region so you can stay invested in Charlotte's growth. We pick up where we left off last week with Nikki Chinberg and Natalie Vick, two Venture for America fellows here in Charlotte. Remember, in our last episode, we learned Nikki kept an idea book with more than 175 business ideas stored away, and she's in the process of starting her first company right here in Charlotte after spending 2 years with Versamy. We also learned Natalie landed a great opportunity last year with a group of VFA fellows by joining Rob Cummings and DealCloud. Like Nikki, the pursuit of the typical Ivy League investment banking career sounded dreadful, and her path led her to Venture for America, where she will likely also follow in Nikki's footsteps by starting her own company. In this episode, we continue our interview by learning what Venture for America does to support and develop its fellows, what benefit the companies receive from having fellows for the two-year period, where Nikki and Natalie think they will end up in the entrepreneurship, and much more. As many of you know, millennials get a bad rap sometimes, but I think you'd be hard-pressed not to see a bright future for both of these millennials. After meeting the rest of the fellows here in Charlotte, I can assure you the quality runs through the program and the type of students or recent graduates they hire. As a few show cleanup thoughts, when I set out to do this interview, I was not intending on having it be a two-part series, but it carried on for about 50 minutes, and rather than cutting out any part of the interview, I wanted to do it all. As such, there's not a real true setup here, as I really just picked up where I thought was a good stopping point from last week and a good starting point for this week. So when we flip over to the show, we're going to go straight back into our conversation with Nikki and Natalie. It's also worth noting that towards the end of the show, you'll start to hear a little bit of background noise. I tried to filter most of it out, but some of it lingered. This was recorded downtown at Packer Place, or HQ Charlotte, and it was right before a Charlotte Angel Fund meeting, so the room behind us was starting to fill up, and some of that noise filtered through. It's a great interview. I don't think the background noise is terrible, and I hope you'll stick it through and listen to everything that Natalie and Nikki have to share. So, with that, let's enjoy this show.
It's all about startups and entrepreneurship, right? So, Nikki, you're going to start your own company sometime soon. Do you think you're going to follow down the same path? I mean, the whole idea is to encourage entrepreneurship. So, Nikki, if you want to talk a little bit about how it helps you formulate your idea and what it is, and then Natalie, are you thinking about going down the same path too, or are you not there yet? Or, so anyways, kind of that similar one. Nikki, tells us a little bit about her story.
Yeah. So I'm actually sadly on my way out at Versamy. I'm learning JavaScript application development through TechTalent South. Not sure if you've had Bessie on yet.
Yeah, but she's on the list.
Excellent. And I'm going to start my own company along the lines of coding aptitude tests. I'm hoping you'll hear more about it soon. I'm not going to give the whole pitch now.
No, absolutely. We'll have you back on in a couple months.
Yeah,
how's
exactly.
That? Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
So what VFA gives you, first of all, we all went through a 5-week training camp before we started our jobs. Based at Brown University, they give you information about how to be a good startup employee, but they also give you a lot of information about how to start in your own company. My favorite, we had an idea workshop, the product development firm, and I guess they do a lot more now, branding.
Okay.
But they came and they did a workshop for us, which is really cool. So I've had an idea book for a while, and we have a great entrepreneur in residence who I've spoken to a lot. His name is Sergey.
Okay.
And he really helped me solidify my idea and give me the confidence to move forward with it. And and now I'm going to be spending a good chunk of my time trying to bring it to life.
So real quick, there's a person within Venture of America back in New York City that helps fellows cultivate ideas, and then once they start to solidify around a specific idea, helps them further kind of start pushing it down the path.
Yeah, so we have an entrepreneur in residence,
okay,
and that's Sergey. And I don't know, Leslie Miley is also working with VFA, and I think sort of in a West Coast manner, maybe, I can't remember.
Okay. That's awesome.
Job.
Yeah. No, so I mean, it really nurtures it all the way through, right? It puts you with the startup, and then it starts to help you with your own.
Yes. And Venture for America also has an accelerator that will be based in Detroit. It used to be based in Philly.
Okay.
So that helps incubate fellow founded companies. We have an innovation fund. So that's a crowdfunding competition.
Okay.
And there's a $20,000 prize at the end of that, which is really, that just ended. A fellow in my class actually won, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Freddie and Jordan. They have two fellows in my class.
Okay.
Did really well. One of them's making a chili food truck that's staffed by,
incarcerated. And
the other one made, I'd say, like a patch that you put under your armpits that absorbs sweat so you don't get sweat stains on your shirt.
Interesting. We could all use one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, especially this time of year.
So they both got a good chunk of money from participating in VFA programs meant to foster business ideas. And then I think the last one is there's a social entrepreneurship challenge within VFA that also helps fellows who have a more socially bent idea find audiences and raise money.
Natalie?
Idea? Yeah.
Definitely an idea. Will you pursue it, or are you not sure yet? Will you stick around with DealCloud?
Well, to answer the second question first, definitely sticking around with DealCloud.
Okay.
I'd be a big old dummy if I didn't. It's an incredible, incredible experience, company, culture. I'm learning so much.
Okay.
Information that I had no idea I would know anything about either of this time. But when it comes to starting my own company, I probably will. And you don't really realize how much this program really cultivates that mindset. You know, I actually visited home just last weekend for the first time since I started 8 months ago. And I didn't even realize it, but, you know, at the end of, you know, all these conversations with my dad, he says, do you realize how many startup ideas that you just rattled off to me?
Yep.
You know, either ideas or that you're actually going to pursue and that you mentioned pursuing it was just kind of a, you know, shock to me. You know, I know that I'm going to pursue these, but it's just, it's the reality coming to fruition. It's definitely a plan.
Okay.
And, to be a part of a program like VFA, you know, maybe this time a couple years ago, if I had an idea, I would just say, oh, it's just an idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this training that they give you, all of these resources where it's like, no, you have an incredible idea. Here's step one, potentially finding co-founders. Here's step two, looking at investors and what they would be potentially interested in. You know, all of these different, you know, steps that you could go through, it makes it a reality. So.
Yeah, VFA literally just started releasing courses internally. The first one is an ideation workshop, and the second one is a how to find a co-founder workshop.
Okay.
The one I'm on right now. And they're incredibly helpful just having this resource. I would say I'll be very clear, because I study behavioral economics. I am a risk-averse person.
Okay.
I am highly risk-averse.
I say that all the time.
And I would have never had the confidence to start working on my own idea. I would have had an idea of over 1,000 ideas before I started working on one.
Yep.
If it hadn't been for Venture for America.
So what's that, what's the benefit for companies then, right? I mean, you come in, and I know, but I mean, you come in for 2 years and you're gone. Or maybe three. I mean, maybe you stick around, do a cloud longer, but the, I mean, you just said it, you've got ideas that you'll eventually pursue, right? So you're not going to stick around until you're 65, and you're obviously not sticking around until, I don't know how old you are, but you're not going to make it to your next birthday. So, I mean,
I may make it in Charlotte for my next birthday.
But, so what's the benefit to the companies of having VFA fellows?
So I will first say that a good chunk of companies stay well past their 2 years.
VFA fellows stay past their 2 years, yes.
Yeah, sorry, I said that.
That's okay.
So a lot of people stay at their companies. And I said, there are even people in our class here in Charlotte who are not interested in founding their own company.
Okay.
They're just interested in making an impact in a company. They don't want to be at that really, really low level role at a company where you're just making PowerPoints all the time. They want to be making an impact from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, I think we can all agree, that's what startups give you. But the benefit to the company is, I mean, I think everybody in Charlotte here knows that there's not many super high-powered universities in Charlotte. And VFA brings really motivated, really talented, really smart individuals to these cities that they would never go to. And they bring them to your company if you're a startup founder out there. You should hire a fellow, for sure. And it's hard to find talent. I'm sure anybody who has hired for a company knows how hard it is to find talent anywhere. And VFA gives you a pool that they have already very, very, they've culled it down a lot to people who they truly believe will succeed in startups. Because if we don't succeed at our companies and our companies don't succeed, VFA considers that a bad thing.
Yeah.
So they want us to be at companies where we can succeed and we can really make an impact on the company. Because that's the best thing that VFA can, it's the best marketing they can possibly do, is having founders say, we hired fellows and they were invaluable to us.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it. Honestly, just putting talent at least for 2 years into these startups that could use it, you know? They're looking for idea generation and people who have gone through a vetting process, and if they can go to them and say, hey, you know, we've already, you know, interviewed these kids and we think that they could be, you know, they could be very beneficial for your company, to be able to go in and, you know, really, really help companies out.
So flip the script really quick then. What's the benefit to, and we've talked about it a little bit here for the last 30 minutes, but what's the benefit to 20, 21, and 22-year-old kids to become or to want to become a VFA fellow? What are they, you know, what do you tell your 21-year-old self, you've got to do this?
So we've already talked a little bit about the network, which is awesome. So that's a huge one. The training, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The incubation of ideas, the ways they help us bring our business ideas to life. But the thing I'd say we haven't touched on is mentorship. I mean, VFA, I think, makes it pretty clear to the companies that they're also expecting us to get a little bit of mentorship from our founders, and I certainly felt that at Versamune. John and Chris have been extremely supportive of everything I've wanted to do, both at Versamune and outside of Versamune. They're very supportive of me pursuing my own idea, in fact. And there's also a whole mentor network for VFA. It's a mentor portal, much like the Match portal, with, I think, over 400 entrepreneurs that are willing to help somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur come up in the world. And also, the same way VFA vets us as fellows before they say, hey, companies, we have great people. They also vet the companies a little bit. If you're a company that has, that can't pay someone, if you're a company that...
Because you are paid. You're paid a salary as a fellow, correct? Yes.
We are normal employees.
Yes.
It's just essentially...
It's not an unpaid internship.
No.
We're
paid.
Yes.
What Natalie said, it's essentially like a talent agency where they really continually support the talent.
Yeah.
a talent agency with perks.
Yeah. So it's really cool, and they vet the companies for us. So companies that can't pay people are companies that haven't proved to be a good environment for fellows in the past, they won't place people there. And so it's, I have to say, like I was saying earlier, all of my eggs were in the BFA basket. I didn't apply to anything else. And had I not gotten into BFA, I would have just applied to startups in Boston, because that's where I'm from. And I so easily could have ended up at a company that had no money, and I wouldn't have ever known to ask.
Yeah.
Or I could have ended up at a company that had a really bad management team, and I wouldn't have known how to detect that.
Yeah.
And that's really, I'd say it's huge for us to have somebody say, like, we think this company is going to be a good environment. That's one of the scariest things about working at a startup.
It's a great point. I hadn't thought about this, the opposite screen of the screen. Yeah. The company is not beneficial it is to y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's knowing that the BFA team is, you know, talk to every single one of these startups before they come into the startup network. It is just such a nice security blanket. Another thing about BFA that's probably more, like, granular, but if you lose your job, they will promise you a couple months of unemployment benefits while you search for a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just security blanket after security blanket. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know this was possible. I wouldn't even get this in a normal job.
Yeah,
and when I went crying to the BFA team, like, I have an idea and I want to pursue it, but I don't want to leave my job.
Yeah.
They really helped me through that process, which was huge. Like, trying to identify, is this idea good enough to leave my job? What else would I do to make money? And all that kind of stuff. Like, the team, they have really, I mean, I think they take the best people on their own team.
Mm-hmm.
The VFA team is an amazing resource to all of us.
Yeah.
And I think they're there to support us. And I'd say pretty much every one of the fellows, everywhere, especially in Charlotte, has gotten support and advice from the VFA team. Yeah.
I think there's another demographic of potential VFA fellows that, you know, VFA doesn't really focus on much, which is the over-entrepreneurs. You know, the ones who have tried starting several ventures while they're in college, and they've done this and that and this and that, and they're interested in VFA, but they're like, why would I necessarily go down that route when they graduate and start my own, I could try just starting my own company there. And to me, the benefits of VFA are just, well, one, the connections that we were talking about. You know, you have 170 potential co-founders in each class, and the people who are leading these trainings during the summer, potential investors, you know, looking at it as just a giant networking opportunity. But two, just to really stay in one place and stay with a company for 2 years, you know, from start to finish and seeing how it grows is just, it's so beneficial. You know, I know a lot of fellows who work on side projects, but, you know, to be with a team throughout all of that, you just learn so much about growth and how to scale a company, which you really can't get, understand, or grasp when you're still in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm now the longest tenured employee at Versity besides.
Okay, there you go. Awesome.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And so I've watched, like, people come and go and the team grow and shrink and successes and failures, and it's been great. It's been crazy and amazing. And I would never, it's really given me a chance to step back and be like, wow, this is how companies work. And I would never have known that without this experience.
So on that, and kind of as a parting thought, you've got friends that have taken the investment banking job. You've got friends that have taken the consulting job. Did you make the right decision? Do you second guess it any? What do you perceive as the difference now, 2 years later, 1 year later, from the alternate path that you could have walked down?
Well, when Charlotte Agenda came out with that list of all of the salaries that everyone makes in Charlotte, that was a little tough. Because obviously a startup salary is not the same as an entry level
Investment banker.
Yeah.
Yes.
As an investment banker. But I am 100% sure I made the right decision. Without a doubt. I am not meant for a corporate hierarchy or a corporate situation, and I am certain of that. In fact, if I would grow my own company to a corporate situation, I think I would want to get out. So I'm really certain I made the right decision. The FA has really exceeded all of my expectations, even when things aren't great. At either my company or being in Charlotte. Being here last year with only one other fellow was really hard, honestly. There's not a lot of people who like arguing here. Everyone's very polite.
Yeah.
It's very different from Boston. But even through those challenges, I am so certain that I made the right decision because I got all the benefits of a startup and all of the benefits of having done a crazy investment banking or consulting job in the network and the training and all of that. The only thing I didn't get is a salary, and I think being 24, it's totally worth it.
I made the right decision.
Yeah.
I made the right decision. And the way that I kind of gauge that is, you know, you just ask yourself, are you proud of what you're doing? Are you proud to tell other people who you are and what you do? And if there's any doubt on that, then you know it's not the right decision. When I was working at the consulting firm, and I could have stayed, when I was applying for other positions in that field, going, you know, the normal econ route, it just didn't feel right to tell people that that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a level of like, oh, this is what I'm doing and this is, you know, whatever, how much money I'm going to make, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just feel so confident in telling people like, I'm so happy, so proud that I'm working at this startup for Venture for America and someday I'm going to pursue my dream.
Yeah, and I'm making a huge difference at that company.
Yeah.
We're all, every single one of the fellows in Charlotte and everywhere, we are all a bigger part of our companies, I would venture to say, than anybody else in our classes, like anybody else in my class at Cornell who studied econ and is now doing investment banking or consulting. I guarantee I have made more of a difference at my company and than they have in their huge investment banks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, well, this has been a lot of fun. I mean, I've enjoyed it. Y'all are both great interviews. Really interesting to hear the VFA story. I've been happy to know more about it now for the last 6 months or so. So thanks for coming to Charlotte. We're going to take them out to the Charlotte Angel Fund meeting so they can network and have another beer. But thanks so much for joining us, guys. I appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thanks.
Call me crazy, but I thought they were fantastic. 22 and 24 years old, extraordinarily impressive. And again, as you can tell, the quality of the student or the recent graduate coming through the VFA program is just fantastic. Wise beyond their years, ready to roll up their sleeves and get to work, have an idea that they've got to really contribute to the company in order to be successful themselves. I think what VFA has done is fantastic. We're in the process of finding out how many fellows we can get back here in Charlotte this year. I think we've got 12. It'd be great if we could double that number. And find a way to introduce yourself to these kids. Go to some event that they're at and listen to them and talk to them and find out what's going on in the program and how it's helping them and in turn how you can help them and the program. So, again, couldn't say enough about the folks that have started VFA and then the kids that are in the program here in Charlotte. So, hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing the interview. Next episode, we follow up on that with a couple of other not recent college graduates. Two kids left University of Maryland at College Park to start a company called Kuru. So we've got co-founders David Potter and Ab Kapoor, followed by a group interview, another group interview with founders from Catapult, Commandiv, and Finsify. All of these companies are part of the sixth class of QC FinTech Business Accelerator Program, run by Dan Roselli out of Packard Place or HQ Charlotte. So for next episode, again, it's David and Ab with Kuru Credit. They both left University of Maryland at College Park with a little bit of time in their startup. I think it's a great concept, Kuru, helping students at first and eventually others, but students at first understand and ultimately manage their credit so that when they come out of school, it's not a disaster, or their early years out with a job, they understand what they're doing. Much like these last two interviews with Nikki and Natalie, you'll quickly hear that even though they're 21 years old, they don't sound like it at all. And as a result, I think they're giving their startup a great opportunity to succeed. So tune in next week to listen to David and Ab, learn a little bit more about QC FinTech, and stay invested in what's going on here in Charlotte. William Bissett is an investment advisor representative with Seacrest Blakey & Associates, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Seacrest Blakey & Associates. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Seacrest Blakey & Associates also does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments herein described may be speculative and may involve a substantial risk of loss. Interest may be offered only to persons who qualify as accredited investors under the Securities Act and a qualified purchaser as defined in Section 2A, 51A under the Company Act, or an eligible employee of the management company. There generally is no public market for the interest. Prospective investors should particularly note that many factors affect performance, including changes in market conditions and interest rates, and other economic, political, or financial developments. Past performance is not and should not be construed as indicative of future results.